We know that a group of six aid workers were being driven around a popular tourist area to the southeast of the capital, Niamey. They were there looking around the giraffe reserve when a group of armed men came out of nowhere. They were on motorbikes and they were clearly ambushed, and all of the people on board the vehicle died. That is the six aid workers and the two guides, one of whom was the president of the local Giraffe Guides Association. So two locals were also killed.
The French nationals, what do we know about why they were in the country?
It's an NGO that is based here in Paris. They operate in some 37 countries around the world. It's an NGO that particularly works with displaced people. They've been working in Niger for some time. They've been particularly helping out with people who have been displaced through the effects of climate change, as well as people who have been affected by the ongoing insurgency and violence from groups linked to various Islamic groups in the area.
What, if anything, has French President Emmanuel Macron said about this? Has he responded at all? And what does this mean for the French presence in Niger?
President Macron has already spoken on the phone to his counterpart in Niger. The French military, who have a base in the capital, Niamey, have said that they will send some of their specialists to the region to help gain any information that they can on who was responsible for this attack. The more of the concern here is this happened in a region that generally hasn't had that many attacks. It's been a region which has been popular with tourists. People have gone out. And certainly the sign this is that the militant groups that are operating in this area are tending to move out, are spreading out a lot more than we've seen in the past. So if you like, it's a new challenge to the French forces there, the Barkhane forces. If you like, a way of saying to the French, we are here, you are not going to be able to impose your military ways on us, and we are just as active. I mean, the only other attacks that have been in this area was really way back in 2017, when four US and five Nigerian soldiers were killed in attacks there. So this really does show that despite the fact that the government there has banned the use of motorbikes, the preferred method of transport for these militants, that these militants were riding motorbikes, were able to move around quite quickly. So it's a real, if you like, it's a real sign of defiance to the French forces, to the Barkhane forces, who are there operating in that area.